Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC Radio. It's a pleasure talking with a lady from the Waverly area up in northeast Iowa, Linda Benziger McCann, and she'll be coming to Webster City for a program all about Rosie the Riveter in Iowa. And Linda, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you along this morning. So let's get a little information about yourself as you prepare for Webster City. You're no stranger to Webster City. You've made some appearances before, right?
Yes, I've been there at least once and maybe twice before talking on other of my books. I've had 12 books published by a publisher.
Mm-hmm. What are just some of them, by the way?
Well, one of my last ones was Prohibition. And I did books on the Civilian Conservation Corps that did all these projects in our state parks. And, you know, I just kind of... I talk to my grandkids, and when they're surprised or they don't know something, I figure there's another book.
And there you go. So how long have you been doing this now, Linda?
About 12 years.
Mm-hmm. And were you originally a librarian, or just you're just a plain author that just went on the history of Iowa, I presume?
I was an RN. But it was when I got these grandkids and started talking to them, and one of the first things I had to do was explain Prohibition to them, and how do you tell middle school students that there was a law there could be no drinking in the state, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that was...
And they couldn't understand it.
Mm-hmm. And that was, going clear back 90 years ago for that, 90 plus
well,
years.
Yeah, that was in the 20s and 30s, yep.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, Linda, you have a topic all about the Rosie the Riveters in Iowa that's coming up this Saturday. So fill us in on what this is all about.
Well, again, I said something about to these granddaughters, and they were actually in college at this time. And when I said I was working on Rosie the Riveter, they looked at me strange and said, "Rosie was made up." And I said, "No, it wasn't. There were real women, you know." And they just kept... on and on, it's made up. I dressed up as Rosie for Halloween, you know, all this stuff. Well, that got me really thinking on it, and I truthfully wasn't sure how much was actually done in Iowa. For whatever reason, I thought most of the women from Iowa went west. And I don't think that's true, although I don't have any numbers. They kept no numbers on anything. It's estimated that nationwide, 19 million women worked during World War II as Rosies.
And they probably have some interesting stories to share from that time, well over 85 years ago.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I was, for a long time, I couldn't get going because I had learned through the older books that I needed to talk to people that lived this. They had a story to tell that isn't in books and isn't on the computer and such. And so I just happened to overhear a lady down at Mount Pleasant say she'd been a Rosie. And so when I could talk to her, I brought this up, and it turned out she had been one of the founding members of the Rosie Foundation, the nationwide group. And she helped me talk to 35 women that had been Rosies, and they were from Iowa. And some went out of state. Most of them stayed in state. When I got to researching again, I found there were 70 companies in Iowa that had military contracts during the war. And it's just like, whoa, you know, 70 companies needed women to help make this stuff for the military.
And they did a pretty darn good job back then during our World War II years from 1941
oh, yeah.
up to 1945.
Right. That's it. I mean, and like I said, these women could tell me stuff I've still never run across anywhere. One of the things I'll just drop, I'm not going to share anything else, but the ladies that I were able to talk to down in southeast Iowa, they told me the first day they went to work, there were no women's restrooms.
Is that right? That was back during the time of World War II, so...
Well, yeah, well, and that's good. They'd never had women in this factory. Why should they have restrooms, you know? These ladies said that some of the men went and cleaned one of the restrooms, and that became the women's restroom. But, you know, on your first day of work, do you go back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good point. And that's just one of the stories you'll be sharing Saturday there at the Mulberry Center Church in Webster City. So you'll have more than what you just explained right there. Linda, you also have copies of your book, right?
I do. I will have copies of all my books. I'll have lots of copies of Rosie, but like I say, I'll have copies of my other books. They're $20 each, and I can only take cash or checks.
Could you also order it off of, do you have an Amazon page if they can make it to Webster City?
Yeah, they can look on Amazon, and I think most of my books are listed there. My publisher sells them through there.
Very good. So again, come meet Linda Benzinger McCann, author of Rosie the Riveter in Iowa. She has a lot of good stories about it coming up this Saturday afternoon, beginning at 1. It's all free, and that's happening at the Mulberry Center Church there at Wilson Brewer Park in Webster City. And Linda, we hope we get a great turnout coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we hope so. I hope everybody comes.
All right. Linda Benzinger McCann, my guest on the Community Corner on KQWC.